This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Lisa M. Nicholson, L-I-S-A, middle initial M-N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N. Date of birth 08/28/1962. Date of appointment July 1st, 2024. Requesting physician Dr. Dar, D-A-R. Dear Dr. Dar, I have the pleasure of seeing Lisa Nicholson today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's a 61-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having who was having slurring of the word in the month of June 2024. She was having clumsiness of the right hand. She went to the Ellis Hospital, E-L-L-I-S, and admitted over there. MRI of the brain done, which shows acute left posterior parietal and subinsular infarct. CT angiogram of the head shows focal occlusion of the left M3 segment. CT angiogram of the neck shows 30% stenosis in the left internal carotid artery and 20% stenosis in the right internal carotid artery. Presently, she is taking aspirin 81 mg PO daily, Lipitor 80 mg PO daily, and Plavix 75 mg PO daily. She has a history of alcohol use and smoking. Today she is here for follow-up in my office. She is still having right-hand weakness, some problem in speaking. Otherwise, she can walk easily. Past medical history, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia. Stroke. Past surgical history, quadruple bypass, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, aspirin 81 mg daily, atorvastatin 80 mg daily, carvedilol, Farxiga, clopidogrel 75 mg daily. Social history, she stopped smoking 3 months ago. She is still drinking beer 3 to 4 per day. She is working as a bartender. She is married, live with a husband, have no children. Family history, mother deceased, COPD, father deceased, heart attack, stroke. One sister and 2 brothers alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary. Cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that She is having a right-sided upper extremity weakness. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present. Next appal, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is a minimal right facial droop present, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 545 except right upper extremity -545. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 61-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, left posterior parietal and some subinsular cortex stroke. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, history of alcohol abuse. Number 5, history of smoking. Next paragraph. Patient is neurologically improving and stable. I would like to continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily Plavix 75 milligram PO daily and Lipitor 80 milligram PO daily. He is improving, but is still not back to baseline. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.
Good morning, St. Mary's Hospital. St. Mary's Hospital, can I help you?